I'm Christine Dean. It is 1:14, and this is Live from Studio A. And we are very pleased to be welcoming Carrie Noble back to Studio A today. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Carrie is just fresh off doing her, it's your annual holiday
it
show,
is,
right?
Yeah.
Down in the Twin Cities last night, and she was kind enough to come up early and give us a little preview of the holiday show she's going to be doing tonight at the Sacred Heart Music Center in Duluth, and we'll talk more about that. And let's get started with a tune, though. What do you want to start with?
I'm going to start with a song I wrote called Santa, You Owe Me.
I can't say it, can't let it out, even if I wanted to shout. I keep it to myself and hold it in, make believe this isn't the end, but it makes no difference. I'm all out of luck, even though it's Christmas. You don't always get what you want, so pick me up on your big sleigh. You can drop me off on New Year's Day. Santa, I think you owe me. I've been good all year. If I can't be with the one I love, get me out of here. I get all dressed up with my biggest smile and try to forget you for a little while. Might even find myself under mistletoe, but if it isn't you, I just wanna go. 'Cause it makes no difference, I'm all out of luck, even though it's Christmas. You don't always get what you want, so pick me up on your big sleigh. You can drop me off on New Year's Day. Santa, I think you owe me. I've been good all year. If I can't be with the one I love, get me out of here. He's never coming back. Gotta get used to that. I need to get away. Will you help me escape? Pick me up on your big sleigh. You can drop me off on New Year's Day. Santa, I think you owe me. I've been good all year. If I can't be with the one I love, get me out of here. Pick me up on your big sleigh. You can drop me off on New Year's Day. Santa, I think you owe me. I've been good all year. If I can't be with the one I love, get me out of here. Get me out of here. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Carrie Noble on KUMD. And I know that you had a Christmas EP out, but I'm not familiar with it. I don't think we have a copy of it here. Was that on there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when did you put that out? I wasn't sure.
That came out last year.
Okay.
Right before the holidays.
And one of the interesting things about that is you produced it yourself.
I did.
Was that the first time that you had produced something
yes,
for yourself?
Fully. Yeah.
And what was that like?
Well, I think it was... it was exciting and scary, and, you know, I just didn't want to fail. And but I needed it to get done right away, you know, and the way that I wanted. So it was kind of like I had no choice but to just do it myself. And now I'm kind of addicted to it. So I just produced my first full-length record that's going to come out in Japan later next year. And I think it started something that is now going to carry on for a while, I think.
Did you do it in a studio? Mm-hmm. Do you have stuff at home? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did it in a studio.
Where did you go to do that?
In Minneapolis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Was it the same place that you've recorded before? Or?
No. In the past, I've recorded in New York and L.A. and Minneapolis. And I haven't enjoyed, you know, a lot of times you'll use different musicians, different studios, different pianos, different whatever. And I really enjoy kind of hunkering down with my guys, my band, my engineer, and kind of, you know, you settle in, you get to know the instruments and the gear, and it all starts to kind of flow, I think, better.
Now, you have been had the same band for a little while, haven't you?
I have.
How long has it been?
Well, actually, it's interesting. The band that I play with now used to be my band several years ago. And then things just got busy and schedules and craziness. And so I ended up using a lot of different musicians. And then about 2.5 years ago, I made the choice that I just wanted to play with my guys, and I didn't want to really mix it up too much. And so they've been with me ever since. And tonight I'm playing with my trio, so it'll be me on piano, bass, and drums. Last night we had the full deal, which is a whole band, 3 singers. It was, you know, great. But I also go out solo, so kind of do a little bit of everything.
And this was your Christmas show. How many years have you been doing a Christmas show down there?
God, I think this might have been my 7th or 8th.
Uh-huh.
It's been, and it started out really small. When I first moved to Minneapolis, I got a record deal with EMI, and I was doing so many things that were for them and what they wanted and how they wanted. And so it really kind of started out as being able to come home and do a show the way that I wanted, that, you know, there was no label presence. Nobody was telling me what I could or couldn't do. And so, you know, we kind of called it a holiday show because it was around the holidays, and it was kind of my gift to myself. And it turned into this tradition that's now like my favorite. I think it's the show I look forward to the most all year long.
And are there special things that you do in honor of the show?
Well, I have a pretty faithful fan base in the Twin Cities. And so they come to, if I do a big, just regular CD release concert or whatever, they're there. But the holiday shows, everybody seems to be a little less buttoned up. You know, everybody seems a little more celebratory. And so it's more informal, even though it's kind of a formal setting. It feels more informal. It feels like family. And so each year I try and musically do something a little different to keep it, you know, new. And this year my background singers, they did a song themselves, and, you know, you try and feature different people. But it changes a little bit every year.
Mm-hmm. Is it true you even have fans who fly in from other places now? Is it the Frumps? Is that their name?
That's the name they gave.
I was reading about that on your website.
Yeah. They flew in from Arizona and Washington State, I think, right? Yeah, they're my favorites. They're so fun.
Now, how long have the Frumps been with you? Tell people what we're talking about here.
Just like 6 years ago, I was doing a show, I think, in Seattle. I think I was. I can't even remember what I was doing, but I was doing a show, and I got an email from this woman, Katrina, and she was telling me about how she enjoyed my music, and she was going to be at the show, and she was sure that I wouldn't, you know, if I read the email, that I wouldn't recognize her. So she said something about she would be the frumpy housewife that, you know, would be coming to say hello to me or something like that. And, you know, she came up to me after the show and she was like, I'm the frumpy housewife or something. And I said, oh, cause you know, you get a lot of emails and you don't remember everything. But of course I remembered that. And I said, Katrina, you're not frumpy. Don't call yourself frumpy. But she loved it and it stuck. And now she and her 2 sisters, come to see me all the time. And I go to see them, and they've kind of nicknamed themselves the Frumps. So the last time that I was in their neighborhood playing shows, they actually had t-shirts that said the Frumps on the front and then their names. And they're just so much fun. And yeah, I would never call them the Frumps, but they call themselves the Frumps.
Well, and it must be flattering to have people who have really just taken to you so much, so well.
You know, you meet a lot of really great people. Mm-hmm. And I feel really lucky. And they are definitely women that I'm so grateful that I got to, you know, meet and am getting to know. So yeah, it's mm-hmm. a good perk.
Well, you've had a lot of excitement in this past year, and we'll talk a little bit about that and about the album that you released. But let's hear another song first.
Okay. I'll do one more holiday song.
And how's the piano? Is that coming through okay?
Yeah,
okay,
it's great.
Good.
It's great. I think I'm going to do a song that I grew up listening to in church, and then I kind of added my own thing to it. It's called I Wonder As I Wander.
Thank you. When Mary birthed Jesus, 'twas in a cow stall, with wise men and farmers, and shepherds and all. High in God's heaven, stars light did fall, the promise of ages, it then did recall. If Jesus had wanted for any wee thing, a star in the sky, or a bird on the wing, or all of God's angels in heaven for to sing, he surely could have had it, for he was the king. Look to the sky. How did you find me? Is this a sign? I thought you were hiding. A baby was born here tonight. Is he God? Is he flesh? I confess that I wonder as I'm wandering.
Carrie Noble on KUMD doing her own spin on I Wonder As I Wonder. Mm-hmm. I've always loved that one.
It's a good one, I know.
Yeah. And that actually brings to mind one of the songs from your latest album, which is self-titled, even though it's you're a few albums down the road. But there's one on there called Born Again, which I think is really interesting because it really has a gospel feel. But when you listen to the lyrics, it's kind of about skepticism a little bit. Is that fair to say?
I think it's about, honestly, I think that It's kind of focusing on the fact that, in my opinion, religion seems to focus so much on, it feels judgmental. There's so much what you shouldn't do, what will happen if you do. And the Bible is so full of love, you know, and the messages in it, the stories all seem to be about love, and that message gets lost. And so I think the song is just kind of my statement on the idea that I think we could all use a little less judgment and a little more love. And if it's about judgment, then, you know, I'm out. So that's kind of a long version of what that song is.
Well, it's kind of interesting because, you know, I think you've talked here before about your background and your dad as a Baptist minister in Detroit, and you grew up, you know, listening to religious music and stuff, and just kind of, but things have changed for you since you've grown up. And
yeah, I mean, you know,
But that's still your foundation,
it's definitely still, I don't even know if it's my foundation, honestly, but I think I have faith. I have faith in things, but is it involved with some sort of organized mm-hmm. religion? No. But I'm grateful for my upbringing, and I'm grateful for some of the lessons that I learned. I'm definitely grateful for the church aspect of gospel music that I got, because I think that comes out in a lot of the music that I do, and I think that's one of the ways that you can, that I feel, you can give back to whatever it is that we get our talent from. You know, when you use your talent, I think that that's, you know, that makes whoever is in charge happy, I'm sure. I hope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what I overall love about that song is just it has such a great feel to it. Mm. And there are, you know, several songs on there with just a nice soul. And you kind of do different styles. But, but you know, there are a few that kind of have that bit of a vibe to them. And very nice, very nice.
Thank
stuff.
You.
I just played the last song on there, which is a live cut, Life Number 9, yeah, earlier today. That's a great one, too.
Thank you. You like the bluesier stuff.
Well, you know, the whole album is good, but I was just thinking about those. And you made this. Now, this album, okay, I have the impression that it was a very long and winding road this album.
It really was.
Can you tell us a little bit about it? First of all, why at this point in your career are you doing a self-titled one? I always wonder that when artists kind of, a few albums in, make a self-titled album.
Yeah. I felt we toyed around with a lot of different titles, and I think this CD ended up being the first recorded representation of all of the things that I think I can do. So there's some, as we said, soul, there's some singer-songwriter type things, pop. It's pretty encompassing, and my last full-length record, Fearless, was much more ballad heavy and sparse, and just a vision that wasn't mine. And so I really felt like when I was able to make this record and I was on a new label and I felt empowered and ready to get back into the business, which I thought I was going to be done with, it felt like a reintroduction. You know, this is the way that I want to come out, you know, now and have people know me. So I just thought, well, why don't we just give it my name and be done with it. So we did.
And you said you didn't know if you were going to stay with the business. What happened there?
When I left EMI, I think I was just so burned out, and I knew, I mean, I'll never stop writing. I'll never stop singing. But I just thought that I didn't want to have anything more to do with the business side of it. I felt like it kills your spirit, not to be dramatic, but it was killing my spirit. And so I took probably, I think it was about 3.5 or 4 years where I didn't have a label. I didn't have, you know, any kind of big plan for music. I needed to distance myself. And in the process ended up writing, you know, 35 or 40 songs that we had to narrow down to this CD. So the whole time we were in the studio and writing and recording, and it felt more like purging for me, you know, getting all of these thoughts out and feelings out, but having no idea what I was going to do with them. And then Telarc, the label that I'm on now, approached me, and we had a lot of, you know, pretty serious talks, because I, you know, I'm not 18 anymore and I don't, you know, I'm not, I told them that I wasn't going to be, you know, the bright-eyed new artist that will just say yes to whatever you tell me to do, you know. And I was trying, I think, really pretty hard to convince them that they did not want me. But they stayed pretty faithful. And eventually I signed with them, and they've kept their word. And it's been a great experience. And I'm glad that I'm back in.
It sounds like you just kind of, you wanted to make sure you were avoiding the experience you'd already had.
Yes.
You'd learned from that.
I felt like I'd gone through the hazing, mm-hmm, you know, and mm-hmm, now I want to just do things my way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it seems like it's going pretty well for you.
It was a good year. I mean, it's all shocking to me, but so far so good.
Now, you had a couple highlights. One of your songs was featured on Grey's Anatomy,
yeah,
which is a way a lot of artists are getting exposure these days, is that somehow gets chosen. And yeah, is that... Who makes that happen?
My label. Okay. A guy called me from one of the divisions of my label and said, your song's going to be on Grey's Anatomy. And I said, are you sure you called the right artist? And he was. And so it happened. And honestly, that's all I know. I don't really know how those things happen or work out. But I saw the episode, so I know it actually did happen. And yeah, that was exciting.
And then Kelly Clarkson, former American, well, an American Idol. Was she the first?
She was
first
the first
winner.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it shows how in touch I am. She covered one of your songs on her latest album.
Yeah, and just that record, that album just got nominated for a Grammy. So it's like super exciting. She didn't call me though. I'm still waiting for her to call me.
Although you have met her. I saw
I have
a story
met her,
about
yeah.
that. Yeah.
yeah,
which that must have been exciting.
Yeah.
And tell me about hearing her version of the song for the first time.
You know what? The first thing that struck me, I mean, first of all, I'm not a huge fan of that kind of music, I think. But I'm a big fan of her because she has an incredible voice. I mean, it's no matter what kind of music she sings, whether you like pop or you don't, she's undeniable in her range, and she's just great. So if it was going to be someone, I was glad it was her. And I kind of respect her, kind of, I guess, knowing her story, and she's also kind of done things her way. And so when I first heard the song, I think I was surprised. I assumed that since it would be a bigger label and a bigger deal, that the song would sound so completely different from my version. But the piano player is playing all of my licks that are on, you know, my song. So it took a minute to even just get my head around the fact that somebody who, like, I don't consider myself a professional, you know, like, I know that's my job, but the guys in LA and New York, whatever, those are the pros. And the fact that there's some professional guy who's playing my lines on an instrument that I'm sure he could, you know, whip me in, was pretty exciting for me. And then I just thought she did a beautiful job. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And according to your MySpace, she said, hey, if you have any other songs, send them my way or something to that effect.
Yeah.
Which is pretty nice.
Yeah.
Pretty nice. Well, let's do another one here and then maybe talk about, I'm kind of curious about Japan because I know you've spent some time there and you just said you made an album specifically for there. Yeah. So obviously you have some fans there.
I do.
So let's hear another song and then maybe come back and talk about that a little bit if that's okay.
Okay, sure. I'm going to do a song off of the record, the Carrie Noble record we were talking about called Watch Me Walk.
I think I'm gonna do this my way, and I won't ask you. Not gonna wait until you give the okay. I'm alright with consequences, better than these fences. Straddling the great unknown, playing it safe. I won't behave, and I won't sit down. I'm gonna stick around. Listen as you make your case. Been stealing my light, feeding me lies. Now you're gonna watch me walk. This is the part where I start taking over. Why should I let you decide? Life is too short. Think I'll take a vacation. Don't need a destination. Anywhere is fine as long as there's absence of you. I won't hang around waiting till you suffocate me. Cause it's the only thing that you know how to do. I won't behave and I won't sit down. I'm gonna stick around. Stick around to listen as you make your case.
Carrie Noble on KUMD with Watch Me Walk. That was one that was included on her latest album, self-titled one that came out in March, I believe, right?
February.
Oh, February. Yeah. Okay. So, Japan.
Yes.
So, how did you start going there? And tell me about the first time that you went there.
That was back in the EMI days. Apparently, they have, it's such a big company, and they have this global situation where from each part of the world, different EMI execs will come together once a year or twice a year and introduce an artist from their label that they think would be a good crossover, that maybe could cross over into other markets. And so EMI in America presented me to EMI in Japan, and they thought it would be a good fit. So they had me come over for kind of a promotional tour, and they decided to release my first record there. And it was accepted really well. And, you know, even after leaving EMI, I got a new record deal there. And so I actually have two different deals. I have one for the States and one in Japan.
You're international.
Yeah, I get to go every year. This record that I'm putting out will be, I think, my third there. And it's a great, great place to visit, and I love it, so I feel really grateful that I got to go.
What was it like the first time that you went there?
I really expected it to be like another planet, you mm-hmm. know, like before this happened, if you would have asked me, do you ever think you might just go to Japan someday, I would say no. It seems like it's on the other, you know, on another planet. But I got there, and it's actually, in Tokyo anyway, it's pretty accessible for English speakers. Everything is kind of translated, street signs, everything's translated. So they have, you know, menus that you can get in English. It kind of makes you, it makes you thoughtful about how we are with people from other countries that come here. Because, you know, if someone came from Japan and said, can I have a Japanese menu in an American restaurant? We would look at them like, you know, oh, really? Like, we're gonna, like, we have that, you know? But they expect it from us, and so they have everything translated, and they're really kind, quiet people, and I love the culture. It's just it's a great, great experience. Every time I go, I feel like I learn more. It's great.
And I think I read that you're learning Japanese even.
I took 6 weeks of Japanese. I don't have much to show for it, but I tried.
I also read that you're learning a little guitar. Is that true?
I am.
Now,
yeah.
Is that something that you've played before, or have you mostly just been stuck with the keyboards for?
Oh, I mean, I'm fully a piano player. I have taught myself a couple chords early on. I did on the guitar, and then just wasn't ever really that motivated. But recently I have started trying to write songs and, you know, expand my horizons on the guitar, because I just think it would be fun to step away from the keyboard sometimes, you know, be able to face my audience and stand up and, you know, do something different. And also, I know when I travel, especially when it's not music related, it would be nice to be able to bring a guitar. And, you know, like here, my keyboard doesn't have its own amplification.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to have, you know, some sort of monitor or system to plug it through. Whereas a guitar, you know, you can just play anywhere, and I'd like to do that. So I've been trying to teach myself in the little spare time that I've got.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you. I need it.
And while we're on the international topic, are you going to Iraq to play for the
I
troops?
Am.
Is
yeah,
that true?
I'm going
Tell
in
me
January.
About that.
My manager called me and said, hey, how do you feel about going to Iraq, play for the troops? I said, that sounds amazing. Yeah, I would tell them I'll do it. And she's like, oh, I already did. I knew that you would want to. So
well, and your manager is here.
She is,
so
yeah.
Any secret to how that, well, she can't. She doesn't have a mic, so. But
we don't let her talk.
Good job, Lori. But that seems like it would be really an exciting experience.
Oh, I feel so honored mm-hmm. to be able to go, and I can't wait. And it's going to be 2 weeks. And, you know, it's funny. There are certain little things like, we're going to fly into Kuwait City, and then from there, for the rest of the time that we're there, I'm supposed to play a show every day, unless there's like a sandstorm, you know, and then we won't. It's just like funny little things like, oh, of course, well, there's a sandstorm, I guess we can't play tonight. It's so weird, but I'm looking really forward to it. And then it's strange, but I'm doing this kind of promotional flyaway with a radio station in the Twin Cities and Sun Country Airlines, and they're doing this kind of flyaway with Carrie Noble and Rocket Club, which is another band, and it's to Mazatlan, Mexico. So I'm going to go for 2 weeks in Iraq, and then I think I'm back for a day or two, and then I go to this Mexican, you know, resorty thing where I'm going to be playing, and it's going to be kind of polar opposites, you know. But that's the beauty. That's one of the most wonderful things about this business, you know. It's like you see everything, you do so many strange things that you'd never see yourself doing, but you get the opportunity to do it with music. And I know the first time I got flown to Minneapolis, that was the first time that I got paid as a musician to come to another state and play. And I remember sitting on the airplane by myself and thinking, oh my gosh, somebody is paying me money to come play. It was just, it blew my mind. And still, I think I have those moments when I just think, music is, because I play music, I get to do this. That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel lucky.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, Carrie Noble is going to be playing tonight at the Sacred Heart Music Center in Duluth. It's a holiday show, and she's treated us to some holiday things here that I bet you'll be hearing. And that starts at 7:30, right?
Is that right? Yeah.
7:30 this evening. And your website is just carrienoble.com if people want to find out what you're up to. And
K-E-R-I.
Yeah. And I bet you'll have reports on those wonderful trips that you're going to be doing.
Oh, surely.
On your MySpace, too.
Oh, definitely.
So you can check in with that when she... are you doing both those things in January?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you want to find out how those went, go to her MySpace. Do you have one more that you could do for us to finish up?
Sure. I will do Red Wine Till Daylight.
It's Carrie Noble on KUMD.
Go ahead. Feeling it's gonna be one of those nights. Don't leave the light on, don't wait up. If I get my way, I'll be in no shape to kiss you goodnight. Drinking red wine into daylight. Leave us alone, it'll be alright. Sometimes you wanna sort your thoughts out, but other times you just want to drink into the daylight. I got these doubts following me around. Matter where I go, when I stop, they are there. I gotta do something before I lose my mind. I'm gonna drink this bottle till I know. Drink into the daylight. It's been one hell of a day. Don't even know where to start. Baby, whatever you do, don't pick me apart.
That's Carrie Noble on KUMD, another one from her latest album, which is self-titled. So you made the album for Japan. Is it different stuff?
Oh, yeah. It's new stuff, brand new stuff. Okay. But I think eventually next year I'll do a similar CD with some of the same songs, some different, that'll come out here in the States.
Okay. Now, is that what the story is on the Let Go album? Was that in Japan? Okay. Because I'm looking online, I'm like, that has some of the same songs on it.
Yeah.
They're slightly different.
But. Yeah. It's one of those things where you give them all the songs that you've got, and then they kind of select which ones are going to fit best for their market. But that CD is not really available here unless, you know, you have to kind of dig for it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
So some of the songs that are going to be on the next one will also come out here at some point.
It wouldn't surprise me if the Frumps had a copy.
Not yet. They don't. Nobody has it yet.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much, Carrie. It was so nice to have you
here
in our studios.
Thank you for having me.
Again,
it.
Carrie's going to be playing tonight at the Sacred Heart Music Center in downtown Duluth. It's Carrie Noble on KUMD. Today's program, or actually to check out upcoming guests or to listen to this session again, you can go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Today's program was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Melissa Kirchhoff. And also thanks to Ryan Dahlberg of the DuluthScene.org, who has taken video of this and will put it up on the DuluthScene.org shortly. And the program was made possible with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This is live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD.